Now we need a motion to go into closed session?
I'm going to call roll.
You have to call roll?
No, it doesn't say.
Chairman Tracy?
Here for the video gaming meeting. I'm here in Springfield by telephone due to employment reasons. I could not make the trip to Chicago today.
Number Alejandro?
Here.
Number Robinson?
Here.
Number Henson?
Here.
Number Dolan is not participating today.
All right, I want to note for the record that members Alejandro, Robinson, and Henson are all there in person while I'm in Springfield. Employment reasons. So we're in open session now for video gaming. Is there a motion to move us into...
There's no one out in the lobby for video open session.
All right, thank you, Lucy. Is there a motion to move into closed session?
So move.
Do we need to read that motion?
Oh, you need to read it? Okay.
There is, Mr. Chairman. I move that the board go into closed session pursuant to Section 2C, Paragraphs 1, 11, 14, 15, and 21 of the Open Meetings Act, and Section 60, David, of the Video Gambling Act, to discuss items on the closed session agenda relating to personnel, the closed session minutes, investigations concerning applicants and licensees, disciplinary complaints, and litigation, including pending actions and actions that the board finds are probable or imminent, resulting from denials of license applications and renewal applications, denials of requests for hearing, and requests to reapply.
All right, and is Gus, is that citation to 60 of the Video Gaming Act? Is that correct?
It's incorporated into the Video Gaming Act, so yeah, it's okay.
Or should it be to the Riverboat Gaming Act?
The citation to the Riverboat Gaming Act is okay because it's incorporated into the Video Gaming Act.
Okay. Very good. Is there a second?
Second.
And I noticed the minutes of the prior meeting also included a reference to staff recommendations.
Yes. We're taking that off because when we wrote that last week, it was kind of in a hurry, and I don't think that's an appropriate Omar.
Already discussed.
Yeah, already discussed. So
all right, very good. All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? All right, the motion carries unanimously.
Now we have to do open session.
All in favor, indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Now we're back in open session. Is there a motion to recess open session until 2:30 this afternoon?
So moved.
There a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? All right, the motion carries.
So are we going to watch this video, though? Let's just have a video.
Okay. Chairman Tracy?
Here.
Number Alejandro?
Here.
Number Henson?
Here.
Number Robinson?
Here.
Number Dolan is not participating due to employment reasons.
Okay, this is an open meeting of the Riverboat, Illinois Gaming Board, the Illinois Gaming Board on Riverboat.
This is for video.
For video. Thank you, Lucy. Is there a, and the purpose is to discuss a settlement matter. Is there a motion to retire to closed session?
I motion that we go into closed session to discuss a settlement matter and other matters under the Open Meetings Act.
Exemption,
yes.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? All right, the motion carries. All right, I think
the only thing we need to talk about
is Lucky Lincoln and I said...
Hold on, Chairman.
I need to set the record.
We're set.
Are we setting?
I'll call roll. Chairman Tracy?
Here.
Member Alejandro?
Here.
Member Robinson?
Here.
Member Henson?
Here.
Please note for the record, Member Jones is not participating due to employment reasons, and Member Tracy is participating via phone due to employment reasons.
Thank you, Lucy. So we have a physical quorum, so I declare the meeting official and open the open session meeting of the Illinois Gaming Board for video. First item on the agenda is approval of open session minutes. Is there a motion?
I move the board approve the open session minutes from its regular meeting of February 9th, 2018.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. I have no reporter comments. any of the other board members have any comments?
No, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Administrator?
No.
Do you have your usual report on locations?
You know what? Because we were doing everything between the meetings today, I didn't get a chance to get those numbers.
You want to make up a number?
Mr. Stevens might know.
All right. All right, public commentary?
Mr. Rayburger.
I'm going to decline the public commentary at this time, and I'm going to look forward to speaking to you guys at the next meeting. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Rayburger. Is there any other public commentary? If not, is there a board policy item?
There is, Chairman. For the record, Sierra Hopwell, Deputy General Counsel to the Board. Members of the Board, at the last open meeting, you approved in concept a change to the video gaming rules. Staff has since provided you a memorandum on this proposal, as it had intended to do at the last meeting. The Board's legal staff is now proposing to amend Rule 570 of the adopted rules. The amendment directs the Board to non-renew locations with active tax liabilities and those having extended or repeated tax liabilities, and allows the locations to reapply without leave of the Board, provided that certain conditions are met. And we would need Board approval to file or publish that amendment to Rule 570.
All right. Are there any Board member questions about this rule amendment?
No, at this time.
I have a couple questions, Chairman Tracy. Let's see here. Sure, I think you have in here about, educate me a little bit when you say in here, directs the Board to non-renew the license of a location which either has an active tax liability to the Department of Revenue or has had at least two previous active tax liabilities which the Evaluation Board demonstrates a pattern of tax delinquencies. Can you educate me a little bit about the, those seem kind of broad and not consistent, you know?
So if someone has an active tax liability at the time of their renewal, the Board would typically non-renew that location. Also, if someone has repeated tax liabilities in the prior year of licensure, the Board would also non-renew those locations based on that. So what we're doing is we're streamlining the process a little bit and saying you can figure out a way to keep everything in operation, provided that you give us evidence that you have satisfied those obligations, that there's nothing outstanding, that you're up to date and current, and that you can continue to operate in compliance with the law.
Okay, and then the second question is later on, it says a condition for such renewal, the Board must receive satisfactory evidence from the location or the owner Department of Revenue. That location is currently in good standing with the owner Department of Revenue. Why is it not just the owner Department of Revenue? And what is the location? You know, what does that mean, and how can the, you know, the location can say they're in compliance when it, I would think it'd be the owner Department of Revenue would be the body that would say it's in compliance.
Yeah, so the location can provide documentation in support of their being current, and that would typically be from the department itself. They would secure that information.
Okay, I'm that one's a little tougher for me.
Okay,
it just seems to me like the only Department of Revenue is the only body that can say the taxes are paid. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, and they would provide that information. The location, the license locations
right.
that are at issue, would provide that information from the Department of Revenue.
Or they may say, we paid our taxes, and then, you know.
The source of the information is the same. It's all from the department. It's just that the location may actually have the physical evidence of that tax satisfaction, and then otherwise we would go to the tax department and get the information.
My comment is just you know, if I was as a member of the Board, I'd say give me something from the Department of Revenue. The location doesn't mean anything. You see what I mean? I don't know why we just don't strike the words location or just make it from the only Department of Revenue.
Okay, well, this is just for approval to file it, but we can tweak the language.
Okay, all right.
So did I had a little trouble following all of that, but if member Hanson, were you suggesting that certain language, that language be stricken?
Yeah, I think that's my suggestion, yes.
Yeah, and that's, and did I hear the legal department? Caleb here says that's acceptable. Yeah, that's a him? Yes.
Yeah, we're going to, we can address some of that language issues.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's acceptable to the legal department?
Yeah, we could provide clarifications on what we mean by repeated active tax liabilities and also a little bit more clarification on extended tax liabilities. Well, we could narrow down the period of time we're talking about to specifically say it's during the prior period of licensure. We can get some of that language nailed down, consistent with what we've been discussing.
Well, Will, are you saying you're going to revise it and bring it back to the next meeting, or are you saying that you're revising it right now?
I don't think it needs to be revised now, Chairman Tracy, is
correct.
What she's saying. We're going to go ahead with it, and then we've got a later opportunity down the road to finalize it.
Okay. The question I had was about the 10 business days.
That's not a change to the rule, to my knowledge. I'm sorry. I anticipated. Finish your question, Chairman.
Well, yeah, that just seemed...
I had the same
like a short period of time, you know, two weeks after receipt of a notice of non-renewal. You only have 2 weeks to pull all that together. You know, it might involve meeting with your accountant, meeting with the Department of Revenue, cleaning things up somehow. Would 15 be more appropriate?
There's two reasons for that, Chairman, and the one is that it's consistent with Section 570D, which addresses it with the 10 business days, and secondly, because a lot of that information is now online and can be accessible readily.
Right. So based on that, you're saying that 10 business days probably is sufficient because so much can be done online now?
We believe so.
Well, hey, Chairman Tracy, I had the same question in a way, and I didn't know there was a rule on 10 days, and I thought, well, people haven't paid their taxes. I mean, fine, let them pay them in 10 days, but again, you bring up another point. It says 10 days, which is totally different than 10 business days. And then also says after receiving a notice of non-renewal, I don't know what, I don't know what the statute says, the law says on receipt of a notice. That can, you know, Don, being in law practice, that can be a real difficult question. What
sure.
is receipt of the notice and when does the 10 days start?
So my copy of the rule says 10 business days. I don't know if yours reflects that. It should be 10 business days.
Okay.
If that's not, we can clarify that. Secondly, our rules state that receipt is within 4 days of mailing. So it's
okay.
not the mailbox rule, but it's close.
Good.
Unless there's some indication that someone has technically received it earlier, I'm not sure that we would stray from that.
Well, you answered the questions very well. I think 10 business days is better, Chairman, than 10 days.
Yes, and it does say in my copy, it says business days, 10 business days.
Mine does not.
It's on the next
page. Yeah, the actual text.
Yeah. There's some discrepancy maybe between
well, you're looking
the
at maybe
memo.
The memorandum.
I am looking at the memorandum.
Mike, the actual rule says 10 business days, so... Okay. Any other questions about this rule? Then, Cheryl, you're asking for a motion to approve this for filing, right?
That's correct. It's an amendment to Rule 570. It's needed to file it.
All right. Is there a motion to that effect?
I'll move motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? All right. The motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Cheryl. Any other board policy items? If not, terminal operator licensee items. Initial license, Eureka Entertainment.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, Mr. Ostrowski, Mr. Lorenzini, and staff. Donna Moore on behalf of Eureka Entertainment. I just want to thank the board specifically and members of the staff and many of whom are in the audience today for taking the time to review this application, and we're respectfully requesting approval today.
All right, yes, the board staff in particular has spent a lot of time on this, and I want to thank them for all of their extra time on this application. Is there a motion?
Yes, there is, Mr. Chairman. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board issue a terminal operator license to Eureka Entertainment LLC for a term of 1 year, expiring in March 2019, as the applicant has demonstrated its qualifications and suitability for licensure.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously.
Great. Thank you so much.
All right. License renewals. Is there a motion?
There is, Mr. Chairman. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board renew the following terminal operator licenses for a term of 1 year, expiring in March of 2019. Abraham Gaming LLC, Arcadian Gaming LLC, Ashik Gaming LLC, DBA Blackjack Gaming, B&B Amusement of Illinois LLC, Dragonfly Gaming Incorporated, Emperor Video Slots Corporation, Fairshare Gaming LLC, Laurel Gaming LLC, Leisure Time Gaming and Amusements Inc., Mississippi Gaming and Amusements LLC, and Wami Gaming LLC.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Well, the motion carries unanimously. Technicians and terminal handlers.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, this month we provided you with a number of applications for terminal handlers. And based on our review of those applications, we are recommending that the board issue 37 terminal handler licenses.
Is there a motion to that effect?
There is. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board approve 37 terminal handler licenses.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. All right, license renewals and non-renewals, second motion.
Staff additionally recommends to the board that it renew the licenses of technicians and terminal handlers who were licensed and renewed in March of 2017 and are in compliance with the Video Gaming Act, the board rules, and have it properly updated their application and paid the annual fee on time.
Is there a motion?
Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board renew the licenses of technicians and terminal handlers who were licensed or renewed in March 2017 and who have properly updated their applications, timely paid their annual fees, and remain in compliance with the requirements of the Video Gaming Act and the board's rules.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Video gaming establishment applications, initial licenses, approvals, and denials.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, staff provide you a list of 66 video gaming establishment applications for your consideration, and we are recommending that you approve all of those.
Is there a motion?
There is. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board approve 66 video gaming establishment licenses for a period of 1 year expiring in March of 2019.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. All right. Mr. Lanzini?
Yeah, staff next recommends that the board renew the licenses of retail, truck stop, veteran, and fraternal establishments that were licensed or renewed in March of 2017, and that are in compliance with the requirements of the Video Gaming Act and the board's rules.
Is there a motion?
Yes, based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board renew the licenses of retail establishments, truck stop establishments, veterans establishments, and fraternal establishments that were licensed or renewed in March 2017 and that have properly updated their applications, timely paid their annual fee, and are otherwise in compliance with the requirements of the Act and the board's rules.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Request to reapply.
Mr. Chairman, we had 9 requests to reapply this month. The first request was from Taco Stands. And we recommend that the board grant this request to reapply.
All right, is there a motion?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, based on the information provided in its request to reapply, I move that the board grant the request by Taco Stands LLC, DBA, Jimbo's Barbecue and Brew, to reapply for an establishment license.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Carries unanimously.
The next 3 requests to reapply are from Gaggle Dining Corporation, doing business as Long Shots Pub, Shotzi's Sports Bar and Grill, DBA Shotzi's Bar and Grill, and Sheila R. Snyder, DBA The Uptown Saloon. We all recommend that the board grant those as well.
You say staff recommends the board grant these location requests to reapply.
We do.
Is there a motion?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board grant leave to reapply for a retail establishment license to Gaggle Dining Corporation, DBA Long Shots Pub, Shotzi's Sports Bar and Grill, Inc., DBA Shotzi's Bar and Grill, and Sheila R. Snyder, DBA The Uptown Saloon.
Is there a second?
Second.
Am I understanding that these requests reapply are being granted because all three of these locations had a very high frequency of active tax liabilities, but have now represented that they have hired tax accountants to address their compliance problems, and that's why staff is recommending this action.
That is part of the recommendation, yes.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? The motion carries unanimously.
The next two requests to reply are from J.C. Fairview and Zena Petroleum. And we are recommending that the board grant the request to reapply for a retail establishment license.
All right. And these were establishments that we denied renewal applications as truck stops because they were failing to sell the minimum monthly amount.
That's correct.
All right. Is there a motion?
Yes, based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board grant leave to J.C. Fairview Development LLC, DBA Fairview Quick Stop, and Zena's Petroleum, Inc., DBA Zena's Petroleum, to apply for retail establishment licenses.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
Our next request to reapply is from AJRJ Sears, Inc. In November of 2017, the location was allowed to withdraw its establishment application submitted by a prior owner. The new owner is asking for leave to reapply, and since there is no basis for denying it, staff recommends that the board grant the request.
Is there a motion?
There is. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board grant leave to AJRJ Sears, Inc., DBA 1i Jags, to reapply for a retail establishment license.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
Staff also recommends that the board grant the request to reapply submitted by Lyle Dean Grant. Mr. Grant surrendered his terminal handler license in August of 2017. After separating from his employer, he's intending to go back to work with that employer. We see no reason to deny his request to reapply.
Very good. Is there a motion?
There is. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board grant leave to reapply for a terminal handler license of Lyle Dean Grant.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously.
Our last request to reapply is from Chaser's App. Excuse me. The board revoked this location in August of 2017 based on the owner's failure to disclose a misdemeanor conviction for a crime of dishonesty. The location owner is now requesting to reapply for an establishment license.
Is there a motion?
Mr. Chairman, based on the circumstance of this request to reapply, I move that the board grant Chaser's Tap, Inc., DBA Chaser's Tap, leave to reapply for a retail establishment license.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Disciplinary actions.
Mr. Chairman and members of the board, staff next recommends that the board amend the disciplinary complaint issued in November of 2017 against Lucky Lincoln and to add counts related to the fact of inactivity by undisclosed sales agents.
Is there a motion?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board amend disciplinary complaint DC-B-17-226 against Lucky Lincoln Gaming, LLC, to include additional counts related to the fact of inactivity by undisclosed sales agents. Undisclosed sales agents.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Mr. Chairman, I'll be abstaining from this.
Any opposed? All right, the motion carries 3-0 with one abstention.
Okay, staff next recommends that the board revoke the establishment licenses of two locations for their dishonesty and conduct and the conduct of their video gaming operations.
And this is the conduct is involving adjacent businesses, you know, an attempt to circumvent Rule 810C.
That would be part of the...
Okay. Is there a motion?
There is, Mr. Chairman. Based on staff's recommendation, I move that the board issue disciplinary complaints revoking the location licenses of BGRZ Inc., DBA 51 Main and Grill, and Loose Taps Incorporated, DBA Memphis on Main. Said action will take effect 21 days from the date of service of the complaint, unless an answer is properly filed within that time frame.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Other matters.
Staff's last recommendation for today is that the board adopt the administrative law judge's recommended decision in Villanopoly matter and issue a final order revoking the licensee's video gaming license.
Is there a motion?
Based on staff's recommendation, I move that the board adopt the administrative law judge's recommended decision in DCV 1673 in its entirety and enter a final order revoking the video gaming license of Villa Napoli LTD DBA Villa Napoli.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Mr. Administrator, is there any more business for the video session?
No, that concludes our business for today.
Very good. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. The meeting is adjourned.